Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.
Hey, DGens, it is Thursday, May 30th. Will Dallas be gentlemen today? Can the Rangers hold up the Panthers? And will another Mets pitcher be ejected and released? Those burning questions and more on today's Daily Degeneracy. I'm Mad Max. Joining me, the one and only Sex Panther. Panther, how's it going?
Early start to the day, doing another different route again. But it's going really well. Got sunshine. We're having a good morning, and we're getting to do the podcast. Shouldn't have any rosy issues, so yeah, I got no complaints.
Awesome. As a Mets fan, I always have complaints, Sex Panther.
It's much deserved.
It's my existence.
I mean, nothing goes peaceful for Mets fans.
No, it's funny, too. So, you know, I took my kids to the Mets game on Sunday, right? Yeah, it was Sunday.
Right.
And beforehand, you know, my youngest daughter, she's like, who's your favorite sports team? Without missing a beat, I'm like, oh, the Mets. Like, you know, I am such a Mets fan. I grew up watching the Celtics. I like the Celtics. I grew up watching the Rams. Well, rooting for the Rams. Barely watched them because they were in L.A. and they didn't get the games. But I grew up rooting for the Rams. I grew up, you know, rooting for the Devils. But the Mets are my team. The Mets are my fucking team, Sex Panther. It's kind of like your Notre Dame, if you will, right? Like, it's the team I root for. Everything else is good, but the Mets are my team. And when they got rid of their owner a couple years ago, right, I was like, man, this is it. Mets on the rise. Not so much, Sex Panther. This season is slowly unraveling into being a fucking mess. Now, I did not have hopes for the Mets. They were talking about playoffs, and I was like, the fuck are you smoking? So you get into Ramon's stash? Is that what fucking happened there? Fucking playoffs. The fuck are you thinking? But this is just a complete fucking disaster, man. And yesterday, Jorge Lopez, relief pitcher, the bullpen just shit the bed yesterday against the Dodgers. Fucking Shohei Ohtani just made them the little bitch. And, you know, Lopez was pissed off, so he got into it with an umpire. He got tossed. He threw his fucking glove into the stands. Now, afterwards, he was being interviewed, and some people interpreted him saying that the Mets are the worst fucking team in the league. He said, I listened to it, and it does sound like I'm the worst. I look like the worst fucking teammates in the league. That's what it's. He actually said he didn't say the Mets are the worst fucking team. By the way, that crown goes to the White Sox. It's not the Mets. But from a dysfunctional standpoint, maybe the Mets are still the fucking biggest, you know, the worst fucking team in the league. So Lopez getting cut, which makes me think, Sex Panther, you know, Verlander and Scherzer were able to get traded last year. But if Pete Alonso just wants to get cut, all he's got to do is fucking get ejected and throw his glove into the stands.
I don't think it's that easy for Pete Alonso because he actually has value. They could probably trade Pete Alonso and get something. Jorge Lopez, it's like he knew it, though, right? Because when they were interviewing him, he's like, well, you know, I'm going to go out there and do my job if I'm still with the team tomorrow. Like, he kind of knew that this might happen, and it did happen. But I'm not going to say I'm going to give him a pass. It's not okay, but I'm mildly going to give him a pass. And this is why. Losing sucks. Losing is frustrating. What do we always say? Winning cures everything. If they win that game, if they did 113 out of 16 instead of lose 13 out of 16, we don't have these problems. So winning solves everything. But the guy's frustrated. He gave up a bomb to Shohei. They lost again. He's mad. He's frustrated. He's a competitor. He just wants to win. He threw his... I mean, okay, kudos to the fan. They got a lot. I mean, you get a baseball, yeah, you get a fucking glove. Kudos to you, man. You got to go frame that thing, find him, and get it signed. That's a trophy to tell your grandchildren about. But going back to the Mets, yes, this is what happens when you lose. Now, back to the preseason when you and I were talking about them, I think that they got off to, I wouldn't say a good start, but they got off to a better than expected start. So there was expectations. People were throwing the playoffs word around. You and I were like, eh, this is a mirage. It's not sustainable. This is not a good team. Well, they are who we thought they were. And now anybody who thought they were a playoff team is thinking, oh, they suck. Something's got to be done. This is not a good team. It was never a good team. But somebody gave them this little, you know, pile of shit with, you know, spray painted with real gold on it saying, hey, you guys are going to be good. And then now there's frustration and we're throwing things and we're having players only meetings. The only thing that's going to solve it is winning, and they're not going to win. This is not a good team. And I'd almost like to compare them to the Angels, because I feel like the new ownership that you were super excited to get, they made moves. They went out and got some of the biggest horses in the game to be their aces, and that didn't work out. They signed Pete Alonso. They go out and get players. They got Francisco Lindor. They've got players, and it's not working out. Same thing that the Angels have done with Trout and Rendon and all these players they got. It's not working out. They're trying. It's just not working out. I don't know what the answer is other than winning, but I don't think they're going to win with the current compilation of players that they're trotting out there right now.
You know, the funny thing too is, like, I'm not to say I'm not critical of the Mets hitting lineup. I think I'm less critical of their hitting lineup than you are. I actually think, like, listen, we got, again, they're not great players, but a collection of JD Martinez, Harrison Bader, Brandon Nimmo, Pete Alonso, Jeff McNeil, and Francisco Lindor, like, in theory, that should be a competitive enough hitting lineup. I know it's not like the Dodgers, and you're not gonna have three fucking MVPs, as you know, but it should be good enough to compete. What I'm looking at is this fucking pitching rotation, man. It's a fucking joke, because you saw what happened in Kansas City, well, in Minnesota yesterday. Again, you know, he was a Met. You see what happens in Philly. A couple of those guys were Mets. You know, it pisses me off that every decision that they've made with their starting pitching has just backfired. Now, they let Jacob DeGrom go, and he got injured. All right, seems like a smart move, but then you fucking signed Justin Verlander, and you're still paying his fucking salary. And you traded him to a team that fucking you made a playoff run. You trade fucking Scherzer. You know, he fucking wins a World Series, right? I mean, come the fuck on. Like, this is the Mets starting rotation. Luis Severino. Jose Quintana, David Peterson, Tyler McGill, Sean Manea, Adrian Hauser sometimes. I mean, what the fuck are you going to win with that starting rotation? Seriously, who the fuck? I want to find the quotes of any fucking person in the Mets organization that said, oh, playoffs this year. Playoffs this year, Sex Panther.
I would have played devil's advocate. I'm just going to defend a little bit. Okay, first off, your staff ace is injured, right? Because I think there was extremely high hopes for Kente Senga. Right?
Okay. All right. Garrett Cole's been injured for the Yankees. Garrett Cole's the staff ace of the Yankees. Who pitches for the Yankees, by the way? Name a pitcher on the Yankees. If you think about it. Name the Yankees pitchers for me. Good.
Lewis Gill, probably their best pitcher right now.
Fantastic. Yep.
Marcus Stroman.
Oh, that name sounds familiar, Sex Panther.
Remember him?
Very, very familiar. Yeah. Yeah. For fuck's sake. Clark. I mean, this is what I'm saying. No, you don't have to finish. I just wanted you to get to point.
You wanted me to get to Stroman. But yeah, but so here's the other thing, though. So, I hear your complaints, right? We got rid of Lugo. We got rid of Wheeler. We got rid of Stroman. We got rid of these guys. So last year, remember, they got rid of Scherzer. And they got rid of Verlander. They actually were really good towards the end of the season. The pitching was really good. The Mets were competitive. I mean, they weren't making the playoffs, but it's like, okay, maybe they're not going to be dog shit. So this time, they hang on to the players, and now they're dog shit. Like, you can't win for losing, man. There's no winning here.
Yeah, I don't know. It is a disaster there. I don't think they have a manager. I mean, shit, I'm ready to bring back Bobby Valentine. I don't fucking care at this point in time. You know, I was a Terry Collins guy. I know he was older. I thought that he brought a level of consistency and professionalism to that organization, and they tried to fucking upgrade tried to get rid of him, upgrade him, and it just backfired. Ever since they cut ties with Terry Collins, this organization has just fucking unraveled. I know they've had some bad beats with pitching. Fucking Syndergaard tried to fucking hulk up and look like, the actual Thor in the fucking superhero movies and fucked up his arm. DeGrom, he injury prone, but when he was out there, he was the best pitcher on earth. No run support for him. We all know what happened with the Dark Knight, Harvey, right? I mean, so again, you know, they've had some bad beats with they should have been a fucking contender for years after making that World Series back in 2015. You know, that was their magical run, and they just can. And same thing, like when they had that fucking run in the early 2000s or mid 2000s, right? You know, they brought in fucking Pedro Martinez. You know, I still have a Pedro Martinez jersey. You know, I won't wear it. I refuse to wear jerseys of players. You know, the only jerseys I can really wear is I have my David Wright jersey and my Tom Seaver jersey, because at least they were Mets. at least they were Mets. It's like, even Murphy, they got rid of Murphy and he went on to have a fucking good career after that. So, I don't know. Yesterday was just kind of a, that's the season kind of moment, you know? Oh, David Wright. Oh, dude, I'm so bummed. He had stenosis or something like that. He had a back issue, and just he had to fucking retire early. So fucking depressed. He had stenitis. I can't remember the exact fucking thing. It was some kind of fucking back issue that forced him to retire early. He tried to make a little bit of a comeback and just couldn't. Really fucking bummed out. David Wright was the fucking man. Again, shitty situation for the Mets. We'll see where they go from here. And we'll also see where the Dallas Mavericks go from here in their next game against the Minnesota Timberwolves. I was texting with some friends, and yes, I have friends, by the way, guys. I have a couple. It's like three. And I was texting with two of them about this series. And one of them is like, hey, listen, I wouldn't be surprised if Minnesota pushes this to seven. I wouldn't be surprised if Minnesota could win this in seven. I was like, dude, it's never happened before. And he's like, well, I'll give you guys some beers if Minnesota, you know, if you know, you guys give me some beers if Minnesota ends up winning this, and I'll give you some beers if Dallas ends up winning this. And I genuinely think Dallas is going to win the series, but it gave me some pause to think. Did they have to close it out then? Is this now a vulnerable Dallas team going to Minnesota in a game five? Luka, I mean, he's not 100% healthy out there. Kyrie is a time bomb that we're expecting to fucking just explode at some point in time. Or are we just, again, are we looking too much to recency, and will Dallas just fucking close this out today, Sex Panther?
I think you're reading too much into it. So I've been a big defender of these Dallas Mavericks. I felt like they're the better team, and I think they've overmatched Minnesota for the most part. They lost on their home court by 5 points. And I went in and I had to dig a little deeper. And what happened was Minnesota basically did to Dallas what teams have been doing to Boston. They shot lights out. They shot 53% from the field and 45% from three-point range. That's not sustainable. They're not going to keep doing that. I don't believe. And here's the other thing. You talk about, you know, Luka being injured. That's just furthers my point. Dallas is better with Luka injured. Like, he's not even his typical Superman. He's really just Clark Kent right now out there still putting up triple doubles. I don't see where Minnesota wins four in a row. Maybe they get this one. Maybe. I'm not saying they don't have a chance. But Dallas, who I still think is the better team and is getting 4.5 points, that's where I'm putting my money. But I think they actually do close it out. I'll take the Dallas Mavs plus the 4.5 for $10.
I'm going to bet Dallas plus the 4.5. I don't love it. I don't have a warm and fuzzy feeling about this. X-Chris saying he's going to take Minnesota minus the 4.5 today as a hedge, and then proceeded to say that, the Dallas better win or his butthole will be quivering, which is a sight that I really don't want in my head, but I've now put it into all of our listeners' heads. So just think about X-Chris's butthole quivering. That'll get you through the day. I think there's a vulnerability here for Dallas, especially if they don't win this one. Then it's got to go back to Dallas in a game six. You're not going to fucking want to do, like, I could easily see this going into game seven, much like that Boston series last year with the Heat. Now, again, no team has ever come from, you know, four down in the NBA. So I think that Minnesota has dug themselves too much into a hole. But if you looked at, like, I'd say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, maybe 8 out of the, you know, 12 quarters that have been played so far in the series. Am I wrong? Is it 12, 8, 12? Yeah, it's been 4 games, right? So 16 quarters? 16 quarters have been played. So maybe, like, you know, 13 out of the 16. LA fucking Minnesota's been the better team, you know? Minnesota has been leading these games and playing the better basketball than Dallas for the majority of this series. Much like we can say the Pacers, outplayed the Celtics in a majority of those quarters, you know? But look who had the perseverance. I think Dallas has the want. I think Dallas has the grit, and I think Dallas will ultimately win this series. But, man, they're going to sweat if they don't win today. Man, it's you know, I would not want to be in Kyrie's head if they don't win today. You know what I'm saying?
It does give him a little test. Listen, Kyrie has not been a problem all season, and I don't think Kyrie is going to be a problem. It's been something that we're used to in lesser situations where there wasn't good coaching or good management or good leadership. Luka's a great leader. They've got good coaching. And we never really hear any negativity out of Dallas, you know, from management on down. So I don't think Kyrie's going to be a problem, but they've been tested, even with their wins. They weren't just cakewalks. They've been tested. They've come out. This last game, I mean, they were there. But when you have to shoot 53% from the field and 45% from three-point range. That's just, you know, play better defense. Challenge those shots a little bit better. A five-point loss. I'm not as much doom and gloom as you are, but I will admit to this. If Dallas does lose this game, it does make you look in the mirror. Now it almost becomes a must-win for Dallas, more so than Minnesota, going to game six.
Yeah, my biggest fear of Kyrie is the fact that we haven't heard anything. We haven't seen anything all year. That is my biggest fear about Kyrie, is because you take a history, a compendium of his career, and this seems odd. And maybe he's just waiting for the right moment to throw Luka or throw someone under the bus, and I don't know. We shall see. And we also shall see an NHL game and some Major League Baseball bets on this Thursday after this short break. Hey, DGens, college football is right around the corner, so you know what that means, right? Mad Max gets to give up his talk time to Sex Panther, take a little nap on the show. Also means the return of MyBookie as a show sponsor. That's right, MyBookie sportsbook and casino platform. You can bet on every game and win anytime, anywhere, straight from your mobile device. No app needed. Just go to mybookie.ag, sign up with the promo code THEDGENS, and you're ready to rock. MyBookie gives you tons of opportunities to win with college football this year. Whether you're rooting for your alma mater like Panther and Ohio State or your favorite team like me and Rutgers, there's no better way to experience the season than having action on these games. But when you use MyBookie, you're not just betting on football. You're investing in your team for the season. When you know your team well, it's easy to take advantage of props, win totals, things like that, early picks for playoff contention. Last year, MyBookie had some of the best odds on the market for the Wolverines to win the championship, much to Panther's chagrin, and the bettors who backed their squad saw a 10-time return on their wager. So you got to lock your futures in now while you're waiting for the season to begin, and you got to use that promo code THEDGENS. You're going to claim a bonus up to $1,000 on that first deposit. That's THEDEGENS. If you didn't know how to spell the DGENS, that's how you spell it. And you can start betting college football just with house money. You start off just there you go. Here's some free money. Take it. Take this money. Bet it. Bet anything. Anytime. Anywhere. Only with MyBookie.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
Back at you, possibly. Never even left you. Sex Panther, we have a game five. X-Chris has beaten me to it. I mentioned hockey. He already put it. He likes to just fucking just beat me to it and throws. Like, he distracts me in the chat with his fucking, like, we're not even talking about the game yet. What if I skip hockey? What if I save hockey for last? No, we're going to do it now. Game five, Florida Panthers, New York Rangers series is tied up 2-2. Florida got it done at home in game four. Now series shifts back to New York, where the Rangers, it's a plus 100 now, Sex Panther. They opened up a minus 104, I want to say. I'll refresh this to confirm that. They opened up minus 105, and it's now plus 105 on the Rangers, Sex Panther. God help me. I hate this game.
I love this series, though. Like, this has been three straight overtime games. This series has been exactly what we thought it would be, and what we should be clamoring for seven, right? We should be clamoring for a 7-game series. And to get to a 7-game series, I think we need the Rangers to win this one. I saw it at plus 105. I wasn't really aware of any line movement when I saw it there. But the Rangers are at home. They've shown that this is an absolutely even matchup. I want four to win the series. But in this situation, three overtimes, like, they're up to the task. They're at home. I'm getting a plus line. I'm going to take the Rangers plus 105 for $10.
Man, Thelma and Louise off this fucking cliff together, Sex Panther. Plus 105, I got to do it. I hate the line movement, but, I mean, I got to fucking do it. $10 bet on the Rangers. X-Chris is on the Panthers' money line there. I don't know. Flip a fucking coin, I guess. Right, and if you're going to flip a coin, take the home team with the plus line. That's, and Dado money's on the Panthers money line. Oh, my God. It's there.
Somebody's
going to
win.
Guys, yeah, it's enjoy. I don't know. I fucking hate this one, but I can't goddamn resist the Rangers at home with a plus line. Homer, what say you? The Rangers beat your fucking team. What do you think, Homer? Let us know.
We'll do them a solid, not put it in the parlay. How's that?
I mean, I don't want to put Dallas in the parlay right now either. I don't want to put any. So far, I'm looking forward to Major League Baseball, Sex Panther. What do you got for us today?
I got four on this short slate travel day, early games, everything that usually sucks about Thursday. But last Thursday, we were actually really good, even hit the parlay. Let's see what we can do today. Oakland at Tampa Bay, a series that I've kind of avoided. Oakland doesn't know who they're pitching. Tampa Bay is throwing Sean Armstrong. I don't think it matters who Oakland is pitching. I'm going to take the Tampa Bay Rays minus 140 for $10.
Yeah, I'm going to lean Tampa Bay in this one as well. There's so much uncertainty over this one. The fact is, like, well, why is this only minus 144 when Oakland's on the road and hasn't fucking decided on their pitcher? Now, again, Oakland has not been as terrible as we expected them to be. In fact, as a winning percentage, you would say that they are better than the Mets. That would be a fact. As they've got more wins than the Mets. That would be a fact right there. Anyway, I'm gonna lean Tampa Bay with you. I don't love this one.
Next game up. See, I got caught. There was a pause there because I got caught reading. X Chris's fun fact.
I know. You know what the fun fact was? I don't know if you're aware of this, but Colorado took 2 of 3 from the Philadelphia Phillies.
yes, they did almost a week ago. Houston is in Seattle, and they be struggling. Even with Verlander on the mound, they still managed another loss. Now they're going to throw Spaghetti Arrighetti, and he's going to go against Logan Gilbert. This does not seem like a good situation for the Astros. They've had better situations in the previous three games, couldn't win them. I'm jumping off that train. I'm looking now at a minesweeper sweep. Give me the Seattle Mariners for $10.
I like Houston in game one. I like Seattle yesterday. I like Seattle today. I'm not betting it, but yeah, Gilbert on the mound. I'm going to lean Seattle with you. Mariners, that's what X-Chris is on. X-Chris, I didn't read it. I did not read it wrong. I'll get to it in a second when we fucking talk about the series. We'll get to it. I mean, you just try. This is what a producer is. You're trying to feed me information, but you're feeding it to me at the wrong time. You're getting ahead of yourself. You're too good at your job, X-Chris. You're too good at giving me information. I'm going to lean Seattle in this one.
All right. Wouldn't be Panther if I didn't jump into a trap, and this is the trap of the day. The Arizona Diamondbacks are in New York to take on your reeling Metropolitans. Zach Gallen is going to take the mound for the D-backs, going against Christian Scott, who's pitched very well, even though he can't seem to get a win. He's pitched very well. So I ask you, Mad Max, why in the hell are the Arizona Diamondbacks, with Zach Gallen on the mound, minus 120 against a team that is absolutely imploding? I'm doing it. I'm jumping in with full expectations. I'm going to lose. Give me the Diamondbacks for $10.
Our producer saying Zach Gallen is ass on the road. So he's all over the Mets today. That's why. That's what he's saying.
ass than the Mets are?
I was about to say, more ass than a team that's 11-19. I've witnessed one of the wins. I have not gone to a Mets game since 2019. It was pre-COVID was the last time I went to a Mets game. And I bring my kids to the game, and the one game I bring them to, they fucking win. It was one of their 11 home wins this year. The Mets are incredibly ass. I'm going to lean Arizona with you.
Last game up for me. The New York Yankees are in L.A. taking on the Angels. Here's another name to answer your previous question. Carlos Rodon, who isn't even the staff ace right now. I think it's Luis Gil for the Yankees. But Carlos Rodon was absolutely ass last year. He's been absolutely stellar this year. He'll take on Patrick Sandoval, who's ass every year. An Angels team that has no upside. I got to run line this to get me any kind of value. Give me Rodon and the Yankees, $10.
Listen, I'm throwing this into the DGen parlay. I couldn't bet it. I hit on the Yankees yesterday, right? I hit on them. I'm bailing on them today because it's getting a little too chalky for me. You know, Yankees on the road, -180. I don't fucking love that, but I love it in a parlay. So all over the Yankees, tons of moral support on New York.
Those are my four games. What else you got, Max?
I got three more. I mean, we got some things that Chicago and Milwaukee. It just seems like you've been all over this fucking series. Talian on the mound for the Cubs. I like him. I think he's been a pretty good pitcher going against was it Rea? He used to be was he a fish at one point in his career? Rea? Yeah, he was. I remember. And he was a Cub. Funny enough, Colin Rea was also a fucking Cub. Funny enough. But yeah, listen, I like the Brewers at home here. They've proven that they are battle tested, that they can win at home, and they just seem like the better team than Chicago right now. Chicago is just been playing terrible the last few weeks, and Milwaukee, not too bad. Now they got to look in the rearview mirror because you guys remember I did not bet on the Cardinals to win the Central or the Cardinals to make it to the World Series. So they're going to win the Central and they're going to win the World Series. Place your bet on the Cardinals today when they're 4.5 games back of the Brewers. But I think Brewers keep a little distance today with a win. $10 bet on Milwaukee.
Yeah, I wasn't in love with the pitching matchup on either side. Talian's been serviceable, not great. Colin Ray, every time I see his name, I just think of like the country song Little Rock. There's a Colin Ray that's a country singer. That's what I think of when I hear Colin Ray. But it just wasn't a great pitching matchup. And I will say this. Going into the season, I thought it was going to be the Cubs and the Reds and everybody else. We kind of were dismissive. I was dismissive of the Brewers because no Corbin Burns, no Brandon Woodruff, Freddie Peralta's, basically their staff ace, and I don't think he's really a staff ace, but they've proven me wrong. This is a very, very good Brewers team, and I like them. So I'm leaning the Brewers, but not a game that I was comfortable betting on today.
All right, let's talk about the Royals. Who's the staff ace of the Royals, Sex Panther?
I believe everybody thinks is Reagans.
Okay, Reagans is a very good pitcher. Seth Lugo has proved that he might be in the staff ace conversation. Oh, by the way, did we forget about Brady Singer? Did we forget about Brady Singer? Because I forgot about Brady Singer, and he's having a pretty good fucking year. Paddock, we know about Paddock. He's hit or miss. I think the Royals are the better team than the Twins. I really do. At this point in time, I think the Royals are the better team than the Twins. Not too bad on the road. And Minnesota's kind of struggled at home as of late. So $10 bet on Kansas City.
And Minnesota owned the Royals Monday and Tuesday. But the Royals came storming back yesterday, of course, when I bet on Minnesota and my pitcher Bailey Ober shit the bed. But today, I think you're right. I think the Royals even this series and get out of town with a 2-2 split. Again, it just wasn't one of those where I was really confident. I'm a very pitcher heavy on my bets, and I wasn't in favor of either side on the starting pitcher. So I'll give you moral support on this one, Max. I'll lean the Royals.
All right, X Chris betting the Tigers money line, Flaherty the GOAT, Data No Money, Detroit money line. He's also on the Kansas City money line with me. Homer saying Panther dropping 90s country knowledge. Well, let's talk about this Detroit game as Detroit and Boston play each other. Flaherty the GOAT is 1-4. He's 1-4, ex-Chris. Why doesn't your team fucking score runs for him if he's such a GOAT? I feel like is he like Jacob DeGrom? Is that what you're saying? You're saying Flaherty's Jacob DeGrom? There's no fucking run support? Well, I ain't gonna get run support today either. Nick Pivetta on the mound for the Boston Red Sox. I think Boston at home is the play. $10 bet on the Red Sox.
Yeah, I love Flaherty. He's on my fantasy team. I do believe he still leads the league in strikeouts. He's not the GOAT, but he is a fine pitcher, and he's rebounded from the couple years where he struggled after leaving the Cardinals. That said, he's had like of his 12 starts, 9 of them have been quality starts. He's got one win to show for it. I think this is a reflection of the Tigers' bullpen. Tigers' bullpen's shit. There's no way around it. And that is why I can't bet Detroit. Boston, it's not Hawk and it's not Crawford, so I like Pivetta. He's okay, but not enough to bet it. I'm leaning the Red Sox. I just didn't like either one of these enough to bet them, Max.
All right, here's X-Chris's fun fact for today. Did you know the fucking Nationals are 2-1 up against the Braves this year? I absolutely did because I've been on the Nationals. I bet on the Nationals in game one. I've eyed them up in the last couple of games. I like them again today, too. I think fucking Nationals probably win today. This Braves team is struggling. And in the standings, they are now 6 games behind the Philadelphia Phillies in the National League East. Not great. Not a reeling fucking Atlanta team. I don't think that they're going to fall behind Washington, but I mean, Washington hasn't been too shitty this fucking year. So Braves, I think, are still a playoff team, but they've had some health issues, man. They lost their best pitcher, right? I mean, they brought up a young kid who's looking pretty good too, but they lost their best pitcher. They lost their best hitter. The Braves are fucking reeling injury-wise. They not as much as reeling fucking like the Mets are as a franchise. They'll never do that. But injury-wise, the Braves are vulnerable, and Washington not bad. So I'm leaning Washington in this one. I actually think maybe some value betting at 185, I think. The line is dropping. The line is fucking dropping in that one. I think you can still get plus 195, but I see this down to 180 in some sports books, man. Oof. All signs say Washington.
I think the value is on Washington, but Ronaldo Lopez is starting for the Braves today. He's been Spencer Strider-esque. But I think, honestly, for the Braves, yes, you lost Strider. Yes, you lost Acuna Jr., but you're still loaded, right? You still have Matt Olson. You still have nobody. We don't even talk about how good Marcell Ozuna has been for the Braves this year. They still got Austin Riley at third. Like, this team is loaded. I think it's a mental block, and they need to get over it. Yes, we lost Strider. Yes, we lost Acuna. We're still a really good fucking team, and I just got to get over it and move forward because I don't think they're that – not better than the Phillies. I will say that, but I don't think they're that far below the Phillies. I really just think it's a dugout thing. It's a mental thing, and this is where coaching and management comes in, like, hey, we're still the fucking Atlanta Braves. Let's get out there and do our job. I think they can do it today. But just the way they're playing, I couldn't eat minus 215 or whatever it is. I'm leaning the Braves, but a little too chalky.
X-Chris calling you out in the chat for your pronunciation.
It's Acuna. It's Acuna Jr.
Acuna Matata, right? A can of tuna.
Acuna. What am I supposed to pretend I'm Hispanic? You want me to roll my N?
Acuna. Acuna.
Acuna. You didn't even put the little wave above the end. Shut up, Chris.
I was about to say, Acuna, what are you fucking doing? Shooting fireballs like fucking Street Fighter 2?
You remember year one, Max? We're out of nowhere. I dropped the fuck you, Max. X-Chris is about to get it.
Oh, you
fuck
should.
Fuck you, X-Chris.
There
fuck
you go.
Fuck you, X-Chris.
There you go. Let's see. Dead End No Money asking about first five. Honestly, most Detroit games are first five, I think.
Yeah, I think that's where it is.
I think most of Detroit games are first five. After that, like, it's the other team. You live bet the other team. All right, let's put together this D-Gen parlay. Yankees.
Okay.
Are we doing Dallas and the Rangers? I mean, are we going to do that to ourselves? I mean, it's Yankees. There's Yankees. Seattle?
I mean, you liked... I don't know why you didn't get it.
I don't know why I didn't bet it either. I like Seattle. Take the Royals with me. Would you take the Royals with me?
I'll take the Royals with you. Let's do it.
Right, let's try that. All right. A little plus line value. A voice note. Yeah, Homer probably meant to send that voice note to his wife, or that it's a butt dial. I mean, listen to it, X-Chris. Let us know if it's anything profound. As we close out the show with a Yankees minus 180, Seattle minus 134, and Kansas City Royals plus 110 for a parlay payout of 473. It's been a while since we've had a little parlay win, so hopefully we can get one again. That'll do it on this Thursday. It was him coughing. Okay. It was just him coughing. Cool. Thanks, Homer. We appreciate that. Thanks for contributing to the show. And, I don't edit his show really. Like, I put intro music, outro music, I insert the commercial break, and then I just release it. So it could be him 30 minutes of coughing. I really don't know what Homer does on that fucking show. until it's posted on the air. So maybe this is what people get is just this the sound of Homer coughing. Panther, let's close this out. Take us home.
It's shout out time. Cat Stevens was in the house. Da no money. Homer J. Michelob. Good to see you, buddy. Get your ass to work. Unless you're going home to go to bed. He runs that late shift like me. And X Chris, who's always here, the man behind the glass. Thanks guys for listening. You make it fun for us. We enjoy having you, and we enjoy everybody else that gets on the Discord channel and talks to us in the asylum. If you're not in there, join. It's free. It doesn't cost you a damn thing. Get in there and shoot the shit with these guys. Shoot the shit with us. Call us out by name. We'll holler right back. But most importantly, let us know what you bet on yesterday, what you're betting on today. And when it's all said and done, kids, let's make some money, fools.
This show is sports entertainment. The information, opinions, and recommendations presented in this podcast are for general information only, and any reliance on the information provided in this podcast is done at your own risk. This podcast should not be considered professional advice. In short, don't be stupid. Gamble responsibly. We will not be held responsible. Peace.
At the UPS store, we want to make this summer the summer of shipping. Summer Shipalooza, so you can start crossing items off your must-ship list, like the vintage film camera your college kid needs for class, or the vase you told your mom you would send her ages ago. And with our pack and ship guarantee, your items arrive safe or we reimburse you. So stop by your local store today for everything you need to be unstoppable. Visit the upsstore.com/guarantee for full details. Available at participating locations. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. The UPS store. Be unstoppable.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.